hopefully I'm not like too mumbly.
No, it sounds good.
I try to enunciate my words because I tend to sometimes
a lot of fillers.
If I get lazy, like yeah. I start to just like mumble all my words together like this. So it's just kind of like you don't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like you're talking clearly, and then you just keep talking,
and it all just becomes one. So
yes, I try to
enunciate single words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like make it sound like you can comprehend what I'm saying.
Slow down your thoughts a little bit.
Yeah, that too. Because I tend to when I tend to talk about things, my mind runs like a million miles an hour, and so like I'll forget things in a specific order that I want to talk to them about. So like my story becomes like very all over the place.
Yeah, same with me.
Which is kind of why like I kind of enjoy doing the podcast, because I think it helps my speech.
Mm-hmm.
Not impediment, but like speech.
You're like completely like you can't talk to anything, to anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Or like because your mind is thinking so fast, you actually tend to forget what you want to say.
And I think it's the same way too. Like I've noticed it myself, like because I'm very shy. And I don't like to converse with people, especially people I don't know. It's like when I go to like job interviews, it's always like, dude, I'm like hella nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they ask, it's like a simple question. It's like, oh, so, you know, like in this such and such situation, like, what would you do? And I'm just like, I would do this. And then it starts becoming like this. I just start rambling, like just whatever comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I don't know. I hate job interviews so much.
Yeah.
It's just like, I hate having to sell myself, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, like, I mean, obviously from the employer's standpoint, they want to make sure they're getting the right person.
Right. But I feel like instead of asking me, I'd rather just show it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if instead of like a job interview, it'd be like a job
placement.
Not placement, but like a job. Not a test either. It's just kind of like, instead of like interviewing me, like say for example, like you're working for, I don't know. Okay, so for example for me would be like working at the airport, right? As a line person, right? So loading the cargo and all that stuff. You know, instead of asking me like, what makes you a good candidate to, like, what kind of qualities, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses? I hate those kind of questions because, I don't know, for me, I feel like I have a hard time thinking of what picking my strengths out. And weaknesses are.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just, like, okay, for a day,
see how
let's put you out there
with
somebody
and
just see how you work.
Exactly. A trial run.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. Yeah.
We're keeping this. This is going to be your intro.
Okay.
So I was watching, like, Joe Budden's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of my favorite ones on Spotify. They always open up with random crap in the beginning, and then they intro.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, kind of a better way for, I guess, people who are listening to just...
just hop in.
Kind of hop in, yeah. So it's, like, it's whatever.
Yeah. You know?
But that's a good... I wanted to talk about that, how, like, podcasts or doing one, it does help a lot with... not only social interaction.
Yeah.
I mean, we're cousins. It's easy.
Right.
But it does help with better speech formation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if our mics are picking that up, probably. In the monitoring, I can barely hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But our moms are watching Train to Busan for the first time.
K-dramas.
Yeah, they're all into K-dramas. I'm surprised they haven't watched that. But I guess because it's a zombie.
Oh, I think your mom did. She's watched it already. I think so.
I don't understand why she's screaming.
My mom hasn't seen it, so I don't...
maybe
I can understand that.
Maybe because she hasn't seen it in a while.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird.
Oh, yeah. So, by the way, Ivan's right in front of me.
Hey!
We had to do that in person because it's just so much better.
We're back.
We're back. Yeah, so podcast definitely helps build your speaking
not really
mechanic.
It's not really skills. It's just like,
it's not a skill. It's just because we're always thinking on the fly for the most part. Mm-hmm. We have like a structure. I mean, I don't have notes today, but
I just wrote like two or three things. Yeah. Just because I know I'm gonna forget it when I talk about it.
Oh yeah, you definitely heard them there. No, yeah. I mean, this helps with trying to get our thoughts out more methodically, more
clearly,
structurally,
effectively.
Because we don't want to ramble in a way where people who are listening to us are like, "What are they talking about?"
Yeah, and I think for me too is like I noticed it on last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I catch myself like a lot of people they end up using like the word like a lot. And I caught myself a lot last week.
I hate it.
And so I think this doing this also helps try to keep me conscious about it to not try to use that word.
Like you wanted to say.
Right. I'm trying so hard.
There are some times where I know like can be used, but that's when you're comparing something. But obviously I always say it as a filler.
Yeah, and when you... And I'm pretty sure you've done it when you did your college classes. It's like, especially like your English classes or like your communications classes. Mm-hmm. They're always saying, "Oh, don't use these certain words, like or yeah, stuff like that." And I have a problem with that.
Yeah, and it's happened so often in your life. When you're talking, you obviously don't notice it, but then when you hear yourself,
yeah.
You just go, ugh.
Yeah, I took a listen to the last episode, and I couldn't even stand myself. Mm-hmm. I felt so bad.
Yeah, it sucks. It already sucks sometimes hearing yourself if you don't like your voice. Like, I kind of sometimes like my voice.
It's weird because when you talk, you don't notice it.
You never notice it.
But when you record it like we do, or for a podcast,
and
we listen
always
back.
Playback.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going, so weird.
I just get that like, man, I don't like my voice at all. Mm-hmm. I don't have that. I almost did it again. I don't have that. Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth kind of voice, and then that nice.
That there's a, like,
it's just a nice. Like, it's just a nice
speaking voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say we do. Obviously, people are listening to us, and they're not saying, "Oh, can't stand the way that these guys talk." I think we do. I think the more we do it, the more our voice is developed. So we get more comfortable talking to our said audience.
Yeah.
I've noticed when I started out with Chris doing the NRD or Nerd Plus stuff, and even like before then. Whenever I would talk to somebody, I always thought, man, I would not want to listen to myself talk, right?
Yeah.
One, uninteresting. Two, I don't have the voice that captures people's attention very well. But I feel like the more we have been doing this, I think I've built up more of a confidence for just speaking to people in general.
Yeah.
Like the mechanics, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't hate my voice as much now. I feel like I don't really care anymore how I sound because I feel that my voice is a little more higher octave than I would like.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know. It's just weird because there's people like voice actors, right? They train their voice. Singers, they train their voices.
Oh, yeah.
But some people are like naturally blessed with voice. Yeah. Think of Markiplier.
Mm-hmm.
He has that like deep
radio voice.
That's silky. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
very pleasant to listen.
Yeah. Like I could listen to that all the time. Who else? Morgan Freeman.
You can't be called God.
I could listen to him.
No
what's his name? The guy that voices Simba's dad. Darth Vader.
James Earl Jones.
Oh,
yeah. Perfect.
That's a voice.
Yeah, that's a voice. That's a voice of, holy crap, I better listen to what he's saying.
Yeah.
Or even Sir Attenborough. every time he does the nature commentary, yeah, or the voice, he's the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Like, you can't not listen to
him. I know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, obviously, we're not on that level. They train for years to do that.
Right.
Even though they are blessed, mm-hmm, with it. But I think we're pretty tolerable.
If any of you can hear that, I'm sorry. I apologize.
We both apologize for our mothers. They're just so over the top when it comes to stuff like that.
They haven't seen each other in like 6 months.
Oh, yeah, because it was just
you and Aaron. It was just me and Aaron last time.
That's right.
Actually, yeah, they haven't seen each other since we came to pick up Kono.
Oh, my God. Oh, when you guys came back
from January.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Wow, right?
But yeah, it's over 6 months. Mm-hmm. Jeez. That blows my mind. But it doesn't feel like that long ago, right? Yeah.
To be honest, like, the time went by really fast, even with like quarantine and all that. Mm-hmm. I feel like the days and the months went by pretty fast.
It started to get much faster after like the first 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as May came, like the middle of May, I thought to myself, I was saying, "Man, we still have so much time in the year."
I know, we're only halfway through the year.
And then July 4, I don't remember June at all. Trying to remember what I don't remember June at all. Then July 4th came. That's when I was like, man, it's, mm-hmm, we're almost done.
I know. It's already September.
It's going to be the middle of September next week.
We've been doing this beginning of We've been doing this podcast for like a month now.
Yeah. When did we start?
February, I think.
February, yeah, yeah. That's right.
That's crazy.
See, you're saying there. I guess we should start this episode. Yeah. I don't know. We could seriously just talk about
anything.
I guess that kind of would tie in with our original plan. I mean, we could still talk about it. I don't really care. But voice actors, they have a hard job.
It's rough because I don't know how much you know about like VAs. They go to like, it's not really a school, but kind of like a course kind of thing. And of course, like, you know, some of these people are like straight out of high school.
Yep.
And, you know, they pay for this and they go through this course and it's not guaranteed that you're going to be a voice actor
after. Right.
Because even though you take the course.
Not even just like small time role. Mm-hmm. You're not even guaranteed that.
You're not, because you still have to audition, mm-hmm, and beat out even like
a lot of people.
Even more seasoned veteran voice actors.
Oh, true. Oh, right. Because they go in.
Mm-hmm.
That's their competition right off the bat.
Yeah. So you'd be lucky enough as a starter to even just get a side role.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like a. You get one line and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, to them, it's probably a big thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Even just get one line.
Yeah. I was going to say, especially in Japan, because the core of their entertainment is I mean, obviously they have real life or live action movies, but anime is the staple, mm-hmm, of Japan, and I feel like the real celebrities are the voice actors.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like with Seiyus.
I agree.
Those are the celebrities.
They're considered like gods and goddesses, right, amongst the people.
Like, do they have, they do have a voice actor like award
thing, right? I think they do.
I'm pretty sure they do.
I think they do.
Because what's his name always wins it?
Not sure.
The guy who voices Kaneki.
Oh, Natsuki Hanai.
Hanai, super, super the top guy, tier.
The voices, yeah, Kaneki Ken, Tanjiro.
Mm-hmm. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure guy. He's super high.
Yuki Kaji, huge.
They are the Brad Pitt's, Tom Cruise's,
yeah,
of the voice acting world there. But it's so crazy how much they value voice actors there when it comes to the Western side. It's celebrities first who are in real life movies.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like when you think of Disney movies, Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Woody and Buzz.
Yeah.
But they have been doing live action movies for forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess now it's more of the people who voice in games that are very popular. Mm-hmm. They have a huge cult following. But when you compare that to Japan,
not the same.
They're nothing.
Yeah. They're like leagues away.
Yeah. And then when it comes to the English dub people, who cares? Who knows who they are? Yeah, who are you? Like, you have to really, really stand out. And obviously, one of the biggest people to stand out is Ash Ketchum's voice actor. I forgot what her name was.
I don't remember.
And then the god, Steve Blum. Spike Spiegel, Mugen from Samurai Champloo, he does everything. The voice of Vegeta, I guess, was a big person too, and Goku, but like, Steve Blum is the guy.
He is our guy.
Yeah, but even in Japan, they're like, he is
amazing, mm-hmm.
and he rightfully is. But I wish America had stuff where they actually... What's the word I'm looking for? They show, not reverence, but they pay more attention to people who do work like that.
Okay, yeah.
Not like Japan, where, like we said,
mm-hmm.
they are the celebrities.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy to me. But yeah, being a voice actor, that takes a lot more work than people think.
It's rough. There was,
there we go.
There was a video that I saw about, it's not like a full backstory of the voice actress that does Kaguya.
Mm-hmm.
And like her struggle from like being, I guess she, if I remember, she's from like the countryside or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she came to Tokyo and how she struggled
to pursue her dream.
And I remember part of it was like she only had like ramen noodles almost all the time.
Mm-hmm,
and then when she finally got the role for Kaguya, it was like a life-changing thing for mm-hmm. her. It's crazy, like, to think, you know, you don't think about how blessed and lucky we are here in like America to have like the things we have.
Mm-hmm.
When you see somebody like that working almost to the point where it's like you have nothing,
yeah,
working so hard to achieve something that she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of like you see some of those stories here, but it just seems, for sure.
Yeah.
But it just seems like we take those kind of things for granted here,
because
mm-hmm. everything is like
it's instantaneous, yeah, right. You don't really hear the struggles or the backstory of mm-hmm. how someone got to where they are.
Yeah,
I mean, going back to Morgan Freeman, he didn't get famous until he was old.
Right. Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, that's a classic like success story, but it is something that you don't really hear too much of. And then to be a successful voice actor in Japan like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure she was thinking, man, am I gonna make it?
Yeah,
because like you said, even if you do get the small roles, you could be stuck in that for
You're not guaranteed to get out of just a small role.
You have to get that small break. Because if you don't, you're just going to...
Mm-hmm.
Eh, whatever.
It's almost like you in photography, right? It's like you can do all these like amazing shots, but unless you get just one random lucky opportunity mm-hmm. to make it big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm sure there are so many great whatever's fill in the blank,
mm-hmm.
but if they don't get that either exposure or that one person to discover them,
yeah,
or something to discover them, you'll be a great that nobody ever knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always like that lucky break when it comes to the creative field of either music, acting, art in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a it's very volatile and very, it's like you either make it or you don't.
Yeah.
Which is really scary. So I wish the West would put more emphasis on the great voice actors here. Because we love voice actors.
We love voice actors.
I mean, that's the heart and soul of anime. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's obviously the animation, all that stuff, but you could have a really crappy, kind of semi not great quality animation, but if the voice actors grab you,
it'll make it.
It'll make it. Just like the music.
Exactly.
Everything has a tie-in.
Right.
But voice actors definitely, they bring it to life, and then everything else really finishes the whole package.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's great animation or not. Because I don't know if you've ever watched Ping Pong. The animation, not the movie.
No.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you should watch. You could watch both. It doesn't really matter which one you watch first. Ping Pong, shitty animation. Like, really rough.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the lines kind of okay. Look. Not your typical super glossy.
Yeah.
You know. But the voice actors and, you know, the story and whatever, it all makes it look really cool. It's a really funny anime.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really slice of life, because it's not anything, no magic, no mecha.
Yeah, it's just ping pong.
Straight up ping pong.
Yeah.
Two kids who love to compete. Two best friends who love to compete.
Mm-hmm.
One kind of falls out of love for it, and the other one's like super serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a good anime where the voice acting does really help it a lot. But the voice acting really plays onto how ugly the animation
okay.
is too,
because
it's not like the voice actors are super refined and all that stuff. They really sell the animation and the story really well. Yeah. Wow. What an intro.
Voice actors.
Hey, guys. welcome back.
Live.
live to another episode of the Baka to Baka podcast. I guess no actual intros needed, but I'm Tim, mm-hmm. and that's Ivan.
Hello. Konnichiwa.
And we are back face to face.
Again.
For our 9th episode.
10.
Is it 10?
It's 10.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I label my notes. It's 10.
Oh, wait. Yo, yeah. So 9 was, what did we talk about?
We did Pokemon. No, not Pokemon. No, that was 2 episodes
ago. That was 8.
Last episode we did.
Redemption.
Yes.
Anime Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
True. Okay. Yeah, that was 9. Okay. Yeah. So, wow. Episode
10.
We made it
to 10 episodes deep.
Ooh. February. March, April, May, June, July, August, September. That's not bad.
That's not bad. Well, because, I mean, other episodes had parts, too, so.
That's true.
I would say it's a lot.
Yeah, we have a lot of content.
We're doing pretty good.
I think we're doing pretty well.
We're doing pretty good. Yeah. And like always, we get more people from around the world.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the new statistics. We got, like.
I checked it, I think, last week, like. Monday or Tuesday, mm-hmm. but I don't remember if I saw any difference aside from it's always international.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got like Israel, Malta.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was new or not.
And I think there was one more. I forgot where.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we're pretty global. And it's nice to see when we started the podcast too,
mm-hmm.
the demographic was like really high in male.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's kind of like
it's starting to even out a little.
Not really even out, but I've seen the percentage of female listeners going up now too. So now it's like 80-20.
Hey, shout out to that one person who gave us that message. Still, I have to put it in a soundboard. I want to do it.
Yeah,
I think the next episode I'll add it in here and just spam the crap out of it. If there's like something funny or whatever, I'll just say
yes.
Because like I said before, I watch watch and listen to the Joe Budden podcast,
mm-hmm.
and they just steadily have like random sound bites yeah. of like stuff. I just want to do it. It's gonna be so funny when we do that. I also think I'm pretty sure we can add music.
We can,
since we don't upload to YouTube.
Yeah, we don't.
What he? I mean, I guess because he is. His podcast is signed specifically. Exclusively to Spotify, I guess he can,
mm-hmm.
but I'm pretty sure we can too.
I mean, we can try.
Our episode hasn't been taken down,
yeah,
right? Although it was an instrumental, I think we can at least a little bit.
I think we can.
Like, if we ever want to just shout out a song and we'll just play like yeah. a snippet of it,
because like sometimes I'm thinking like I want to do like not weekly, but like every time we do a podcast, just like a featured song.
Yeah,
like that we found like that we're like so into.
I think that would be a great segment, actually. I think we should do it. We'll just do it. Whatever. We should
do it.
We're not getting paid.
Exactly. Not sponsored. Not paid
yet.
You know, but you know, if Crunchyroll, you know, want to sponsor us,
Crunchyroll, Funimation,
Aniplex. you know, hit your boys up.
Anna, hook us up with some flights.
Please.
Next year.
Please. I want to go to Tokyo. I want to go to the Olympics.
Olympics? We'll be really good for spreading the awareness of Japanese culture.
Exactly.
That'd be great. But I think we should do it. I think next episode we'll definitely do it.
Yeah, I really like all the new stuff that we're really doing to
up the production
quality yeah. of our podcast.
Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of ideas. I just think it'll be great.
I think it'll be great.
Because I like watching a lot of radio, like Seiyu radio mm-hmm, shows. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do, like when they do a show, like an anime, they have a separate like radio show. So
okay.
Kaguya has a radio show. So,
oh, really?
The voice actress for Kaguya and Chika, they co-host like a radio
Yo,
show.
That's
and
dope.
So that's where I got like some of these ideas for us to do. I think it'd be so much fun.
That would be cool. Oh, that's cool that they do that. See, like, the anime world is very close-knit in Japan, right?
Mm-hmm.
The actor, I think so. The voice actors, whatever, production companies, they're all, like, really tied.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're in competition with each other, but they really care to take care of...
It's like a competitive family.
Yeah, competitive family, right. Obviously, you want to up your brother or sister mm-hmm. or whatever, but you make sure that they're okay.
Right.
But you also do things together.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I need to check that out. Did they do that on Twitter?
I just watched the subbed.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Sub YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I have a couple I can show you later after a podcast. Okay. It's really funny.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that.
Yeah.
Kaguya and Chika voice actors, that's cool.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. But speaking of the voice actors like doing stuff together, like I was telling, like showed you last a couple weeks ago. So funny when they play games together, but
yes.
they do it in their voice
yes,
acting.
That was great.
Right?
That was so great.
So there's like a video series of the voice actors of...
Tanjiro,
Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah, that's the same guy.
Oh, he's the same? Oh!
Natsuki Hanae is the same.
Yeah.
Natsuki Hanae is Tanjiro or... Kaneki Ken, mm-hmm. Just to name a couple series. The other guy, Takuya Eguchi, he plays Hachiman in my favorite series, Origairu.
Mm-hmm.
And he also plays Shibisu in Tower of God.
That's Ego. And then
I don't know who the last guy is.
The last guy does. I mean, he does a bunch, but the one, like, really specific one that he's known for is a character in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure,
mm-hmm.
which I don't watch. Shamefully, I don't. I should. Although, I hear it's too crazy.
Uh-huh.
But those three have a channel together on YouTube, and they just play these hilarious Japanese games, whether
like,
it's a card game.
Any card game.
Yeah, or any card mm-hmm. game, but they... what's the word?
It's almost like role
playing. They role play, yeah. They role play, or I guess they play as if they are voice acting.
They have a persona while they play a game.
Right.
So just imagine, okay, so one of them was Uno, right? Uno, I love the Uno one. And it's so funny. So imagine, like, you and me are mm-hmm. playing, right? And I throw down, like, a +2, right? Mm-hmm. So these voice actors, while they're playing the game, they're like, I hit you with, like, a +2. And it didn't, you know, it, like, denies you the chance to skip because you have to draw 2 cards or something like that, right? Something ridiculous. And everybody's like, Nani! Right? I remember when I texted you, I was like, dude, take a shot every time somebody says Nani.
You'd be dropped.
I'd be wasted at the end.
Yeah, so they do that, which is so cool. They don't do that here.
Mm-mm.
Or if they do, it's for publicity.
Yeah.
Or they're on like a tour for mm-hmm. promoting whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, they don't just do it because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like if more American celebrities did stuff like that for fun, their popularity would skyrocket even more. Like, even if you're... Like, it's... Every time I watch... celebrities that I'm interested in who aren't super well known but are in something really cool, I always watch their interviews to see how they are.
Yeah.
But that's all you ever see. And they only do fun stuff when, or film fun stuff when it's asked of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a promotional kind of thing. Yeah.
So when I saw the 3 voice actors doing that, I was like, that's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it for fun. Obviously, people are going to find out what you're doing or who you are.
Yeah.
And even if people are already fans of you, they'll like you even more for mm-hmm. it, right? But it was just so funny. They played one game, which I want to find an English version of. They did a card game that what's it called? It's pretty much like, it's a card game where you are trying to be a voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
And you vote for who did the best voice acting job.
Yeah.
Which is super
hilarious.
Yeah,
it was so cool because it's... Like I said, it was almost like a Say You version of Fun Employed.
Right.
So you're given a premise of an anime story,
mm-hmm.
and then you draw cards for all the different parts of that
like
story.
Like the different characters that you can play.
Mm-hmm. And then you have their characteristics. The cards that you draw yourself are the characteristics that you have,
and then you have to use those.
You pick a character and you pick a character. And you use the characteristics cards that you have
mm-hmm.
to play out that character that you're auditioning for.
For the anime that you're auditioning for. Yeah. And then you're given... you have to say 3 lines.
Yeah.
And they're all random. So you just perform those 3 lines the best you can.
Yeah.
Based on what you've picked. And then whoever gets voted to be the best wins that round.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be so...
That was so cool. Right? I would love to do that.
Like, they... obviously, they're amazing at what they do,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that they really went all out,
yeah,
I was like, man, that's so cool.
Like, you can make those into an actual anime.
Exactly.
It's so funny because when I think of when we do it, it's gonna be so cheesy,
it's so bad, like so cringe,
it's so bad, it's so cringe. But when they do it, it's like, I could believe this could be a real anime
for sure. It almost felt like they were that's the word. It's auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that'd be so
fun. So fun.
It was so funny when they were introducing who they were in the game. They were, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so. this is my first gig. I'm with Studio Blah Blah Blah. Please treat me well.
I've only done this for one day. And he got the role.
Oh, yeah, the other two were acting like directors and mm-hmm. stuff. Oh my gosh.
That was so funny.
God, see, America just doesn't think out the box like that. It's so sad. But that was hilarious.
That
I think
that
would
so
be really
funny.
Cool. I want to find a game.
I would love to do that.
That's the English equivalent of that. That would be hilarious if we did that.
Could you imagine if we don't find it and we made it ourselves?
I mean, we could, right?
We could make a lot
of money.
We
totally could. We already know so many kinds of anime.
We could make a lot of money.
Oh, you make the game.
We make the game ourselves.
Copyright here first. You heard it here first. We're trademarking that.
Trademarking
it. If we find another game after that that is similar to our idea, we're going to sue.
I'm going to sue. I'm a heavy sue you.
We have timestamped this episode.
You heard it here, September 13, 5:42 local time, Eastern Standard.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, stuff like that's so cool. They really, that's the word I was like, they really value their voice actors,
mm-hmm.
like a lot.
Yeah.
so crazy. So, and then they do like live performances.
Yeah, events. I'm telling you, live events and live performances.
And they sell out. Like, their crowd is huge.
I would love to go to one. Like, if when we were in Japan, I would have loved to go to one. But I don't think I'd understand what's going on. Like, everybody would be like laughing and cheering up. They're like,
we're just like,
oh, I'll laugh and cheer too.
Oh my gosh. But it's still, even when you're watching it on YouTube, the way that they deliver, you can tell the mood.
Yeah.
So you do laugh when you're supposed to laugh, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing. Man, that'd be so cool if they did that here.
And I mean, the only time they can do it here is during, like, cons, when the actual seiyus come here, right?
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. I don't think I've ever... I'm trying to think. I want to say they have done those at the cons that I've been to, but nothing, like, major.
Yeah.
I guess that's more of, like, hey, your favorite voice actor for so-and-so anime is going to be here. Maybe you'll have the opportunity to hear them say a few lines.
Mm-hmm.
Not full-on perform.
Right.
You know what I mean? Can't believe they haven't done that yet. They would make so much money.
I would love to go to one.
Right? Would you want to go to one if it was... Let's name some animated movie that in the U.S., that we would want to hear the voice actors of. Toy Story would be really cool. I'm trying to think cartoons too. Who else?
Probably Avatar.
Oh, Avatar would be dope. If they did just a live,
I think Avatar
did. like a live show of them just reading while like stuff is in the background. Mm-hmm. That'd be sick.
I like to see an Avatar.
Yeah, I can't really think of that much else.
South Park.
I mean, South Park would be hilarious. Or Simpsons or Futurama. That would be cool. Not a live table reading. I want them to, like, full on.
Yeah, I know.
Like, really perform.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretend they're in the show.
Oh, so speaking of, like, pretending they're in the show. So, Demon Slayer actually had one of those. So the seiyus dressed up, they dressed up as their character, yeah. And they read their lines in a like live stage play kind of thing.
See, that would be so sick.
That'd be so dope.
That'd be so dope if they did that here. They need to do a world tour.
I would go.
I would go to everyone.
I will follow them all across America.
I will be on their tour bus.
You could tow me in the back of the bus. I don't care.
Put me under the bus. I don't care. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no one really does that. I can't think of anything.
No.
Right?
Not here.
Like what we were saying, obviously I'll do it at cons, like Comic-Con. They definitely do stuff like that. But not just for... not for fun, but... just to have its own...
Yeah.
Entertainment thing. Like, if they did that on TV, I'll watch every single time. That would make the voice actors... / celebrities look way cooler. I don't know. That'd be sweet. But we definitely need to do our own dub.
I would, yeah.
It's still hard to find one that we should do, because there's so many.
I really want to do the Shokugeki.
Yeah, the Shokugeki. Oh, yeah, you always say that. Yeah.
I think that dubbed, or even that as a video of our own, I think would be hilarious. I know my dish I'd make.
What would you make?
I'd probably make, like, Omar. That's the only thing.
I mean, yeah, you're really good at it.
Like, I tell you, I make it at least once a week. That's the minimum. Sometimes nice. I make it, like, every day. I practice.
Just 'cause you can. How many eggs do you use?
I use, so the pan I use is a nice, like, small pan.
Yeah, it's not huge.
Because, well, we had, a nice, decent-sized pan, but we needed another pan, too. So uh-huh. We got, like, a smaller version of it.
Yeah.
And it works so much better.
I definitely need a smaller version.
And for that... depending on how hot my fire is, I've been trying to experiment with that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's 3, but sometimes it cooks too fast. So I'll use 4.
Yeah.
But I feel like 4 is sometimes so heavy, so when I try to do the
cut.
The ton ton
ton. Oh, the
you know?
Yeah.
The rolling I can never do the ton 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 part because my egg starts splattering all over the place.
That's like the hardest
part. It's the hardest part. So I use the spatula and I kind of like help it over.
Like roll it.
Yeah, but it still doesn't like roll over nicely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when I like when I send you pictures sometimes, like the night the perfect the ones that I do, yeah. I'm like, dude, I did it. And like, I've
the one that you sent recently, I was it's immaculate. It looks so
it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I didn't want to eat it. Cause even like I even the ketchup rice that I made for it too. Mm-hmm. So I did ketchup rice with bacon. Oh my! So I did like I diced onions, and I threw in a little garlic in there too.
Ooh.
So I diced onions, garlic, and then I threw in the ketchup with the rice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! And then that I put the egg so on top. It was beautiful. I really did not want to like eat it. I wanted to like frame it forever.
That cut was perfect.
It was beautiful.
It completely encompassed.
I know.
It was like angel wings and like unfolding in front of you and then wrapping around the rice.
I know.
Just
it was
this nice hug.
It's, so it's really funny because I told my mom I want to buy it's on Amazon. I want to buy the omurice rice mold.
Oh, the,
mm-hmm,
the
it's on Amazon.
The boat shape.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's on Amazon.
How much?
I want to say it was like $10.
I'm buying it.
Yeah, do it. I'm going to order one.
Because it's so hard to shape the rice without
it. I do it with, I'm like patting it with the rice, the rice scooper in my hands, or like a spoon.
You actually mold it yourself? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Oh, I'm so sad we didn't go to the famous omurice place in Kyoto. We definitely had a chance.
Right, we missed out.
Yeah, we missed out big time.
But it sucks because we only had like
a barely
day,
a day.
Barely a day.
It felt like barely a day.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to see Martin.
I know.
It kind of sucks, but dang.
Yeah, because we were, we got there. Backstory, we got there Friday night.
Late.
Literally Friday night late.
Late.
We were literally catching the last train.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Saturday we left early for Kyoto. Pretty much spent the day there. Came back that night to Osaka. Did, like, a short night Osaka run.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were literally out the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Although you left early for the to go back to
the shrine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was that was pretty much it. We barely had any time.
Oh wow, yeah, I felt like I was able to come back and rest. But no, I came back.
You came back. Left. You came back because we left the room already. Me and your mom. We left the room with with the suitcases and everything. We met you, and then we went to
at the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we met you.
Oh no, met me at the station, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to.
And then we went. Yeah.
And then we went to that marketplace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna buy it. Is there any more, like any other kinds, or is that just like the one?
I think that was the. I just searched up omurice mold rice.
I need to get a better pan because my pan is huge. It's like this wide.
Yeah, you need a small pan.
When I told you how many eggs I used, you're like, huh?
Are you doing for? Oh, for your regular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
For the roll,
for the egg roll, that was, I know that one was a lot, but yeah, for your omurice, when you were like, yeah, dude, I used like seven or eight eggs, I was like, oh my god,
how
dude.
Thick is that?
Damn,
boy?
That's a thick egg.
Because it's, whenever I watch the videos, obviously they cook with already a place to scoop the eggs,
right?
So obviously they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're just starting out fresh, I was like, I think I have to use a lot of eggs so that way I don't mess it up when I roll. But it's definitely harder to cook.
Mm-hmm. It's harder to cook and it's harder to flip because it's so heavy.
Yeah. But it takes so long in terms of how they're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Because they do it. Like,
it's 30 seconds.
Flash, yeah. When I was doing it, I was like, it's been 2 minutes. I should have.
Yeah, you need a smaller pan because when I do it now, when I shuku-shuku it and I mix it, mm-hmm. That egg cooks in like 30 seconds,
right.
And then I have to like quickly like flip it so it doesn't like fully cook the egg.
Right. That's the trick. It mm-hmm. needs to be almost semi, not runny, but
I think
at
I have
the liquid.
Yeah, I think I have the right consistency when I make it. It's just it's always hard trying mm-hmm. to roll the egg over.
Yeah,
that's the
definitely
part.
The ton 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 part. Mm-hmm,
the ton ton part.
That's mastery.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I watched one of the videos on how to make it. Like a million times.
I still don't get it.
I still don't get it. It's like magic.
Yeah.
Man. What were we talking about?
I don't know. What else have you been up to, I guess?
Oh, yeah. Aya's birthday was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She's 4 years old now.
That's crazy.
She's
growing up
so fast.
Speaking
of time flying by. So I always take a picture of her every year.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see her progression. This year, I didn't do it the traditional way where she's in front of a backdrop. Mainly because I feel like she's way more, she has much more personality now. I'm just like trying to show that.
Yeah.
But gosh.
She grows up so.
She's such a smart butt too. She knows how to get what she wants. She knows exactly how to act. She knows exactly when to cry. She's very temperamental. Especially when it comes to things that, or I guess not just temperamental, but she's very swayed by other people's emotions and how they give off their energy. Because yesterday, she was super excited about my mom and dad getting her a scooter. Super hyped. Putting it together, put it out. We're like, yay, Io, you're going to ride it now. She goes, I don't want to ride it anymore. Because she got scared or nervous. Yeah. She definitely doesn't like a lot of eyes on her when it's something that she doesn't really comprehend very well. Which is really funny. That's like so cute. But after a little bit, she started getting more confident when we're not like all eyes on her. So she practiced a lot yesterday and she just got the hang of it like really quick. But it's just so funny how growing up with Tupper and Dominic, I obviously get their personality now, but I never really watched their personality develop too much because I wasn't that old either. I mean, I'm way older than they are, but when they were born, I was already 12, 13. Seeing Io grow up and seeing every bit of her change every time, even after only not seeing her for a month, and then you see her again, you're like, man, she changed.
Yeah.
It's so weird seeing kids like that grow up in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
It's so wild. Makes me sad.
I think I can relate because me and Aaron are about 11 years apart, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, whenever I see, like, Ira or Benjamin, it's always like, dang, you guys are growing up, like, really fast. Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah, it's so crazy. Yeah, because when you're watching your brothers grow up, you really don't pay attention to it too much because you're living with them.
Right.
And I don't really see Tupper and Dominic's personality mature. I want to say until recently when they're like when Tupper was 16, 17, that's when I really noticed, man, you're growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. You have your own personality, your own likes, dislikes, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's so different watching Io and seeing her go through that every year, like really closely. It's so weird. But yeah, her birthday was yesterday. She's 4 years old. Happy birthday.
Anjo bio merito.
What else happened? It's been 3 weeks now since our last episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the 24th.
That doesn't seem like long ago.
Right?
But it just happened. I feel like it just happened.
I know.
I'm trying to think of what else. I guess if we're talking about current popularity in games among us. We talked about Fall Guys.
We did. By the way, shout out to me. I got my 19th win last night.
Dude, you were insane.
And I did it finally on Tail Tag.
Tail Tag.
I hate
tough.
That one so much. But I was really thankful because there was only four of us in the lobby because a lot of people got eliminated on Slime Climb.
Oh yeah, true.
So I was really lucky that there was only four of us. But I grabbed the tail at like 40 seconds left and I ran for my life. I was my butthole was clenched. That's rough.
That is 40 seconds. Because I feel like the game usually gets really interesting in the last like 20. I don't know how people grab you from like so far
10
away,
feet right? away. I hate that so much. So and bad. Then the one I hate too is I think it's some of it like is game latency.
Oh, but yeah, for sure.
When I'm physically seeing for myself that I'm grabbing you in game, but you're not grabbing the tail, that irritates me so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so happy.
That's a tough one.
I've won everything except for Hex. So
Hex is
hard.
I feel like there is a strategy, but it'll go out the window
as soon as something fall or somebody like messes it up.
Yeah, for sure. Tail was the first dub I got, and then Fall Mountain.
I win Fall Mountain so easy.
Yeah, Fall Mountain is like
so easy.
Yeah. Okay, my bad. So that was last time's really popular game, which is still popular. Super
waiting
popular.
For season two, by the way.
Already?
Can't wait. Yeah. It's supposed to come out next month.
Holy crap. It's
gonna be like,
I think,
medieval themed.
I forgot how far I am in the battle pass, which I'm so glad it's free. I think, how many levels are there?
40.
40? I think I'm at 18. Oh, something like that.
Yeah, Aaron just reached 39 last night.
Dang.
He's like struggling. I was like, dude, just win games, bro.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, I can't.
So hard. The new game that's taken literally everyone by storm.
Among Us.
And it's not even, it's about 2 years old, I think. Last time I checked. And it's just a game of deceit.
Lies
and deceit and deception and killing your friends.
In so game, it's, of course.
It's pretty much you are a group of really shaped Fall Guys. Or Fall Guys with spacesuits.
Yeah.
Which is really funny. They're both bean shaped. And you're either a crewmate who has to fulfill these tasks at whatever stage you're in, or you're an imposter who has to kill enough people to where majority vote doesn't count anymore. And the basis of the game is every time you find a dead body as a crewmate, you report it and you delegate amongst each other of who could have killed that person. Mm-hmm. Or who the imposter is. And you could also call an emergency meeting if you find something sketchy or whatever. So yeah, it's a game that can break friendships. Easily.
Yeah.
But it's just so, it's been insane how popular it is now in the last month. And I've watched like hours
mm-hmm.
of like Valkyrie. The whole offline TV fam, even other people that I follow. It's so funny how people will do anything, will say anything to not get caught. I mean, obviously, it's not an actual portrayal of who they are. Mm-hmm. They're just playing the game. But sometimes people get heated and take it personally.
Yeah. Like,
man, it's so funny watching people. And we've, obviously my friends and I have played it too, but we were just talking about it yesterday where we are so different from people who stream it. And I'm starting to get turned off a little bit by some people because they take it so seriously.
Ninja
is, he's annoying in general, but whatever. They come up with these crazy plans to catch the imposters mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Where they almost try to like make it pro level type of stuff. But my friends and I, it's just so easy to call each other out just because.
Yeah.
It's like, man, it's you. There's mm-hmm. no way that it's
just,
not.
I'll just give it up. We know it's you.
Yeah. But we don't plan to like stick around with each other most of the time.
Mm.
And I feel like it's more fun that way if you don't group up all the time.
Yeah.
Like somebody was saying it, I think like two days ago when I was watching a stream where he was like, why the heck are you guys always grouping up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, always. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
It makes it so hard to be an imposter. And that just completely takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
And they also did a thing now where it used to be if you voted somebody out and they were the imposter, you knew right off the bat. But now it just says you ejected somebody and you'll mm-hmm. never know.
You'll never know.
Until you actually. End of the game, yeah. Have you played it?
No.
You should. It's hilarious. If we did it as a family, we could easily pick someone out.
Oh my god. I'd lose every time. although I will say, I don't know how I got away with that. Remember, what was the card game that we played? And I was like, wolf.
Oh, yeah. Midnight Werewolf.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
One Night Werewolf. There
I
you
don't
go.
Know how I got away with being the werewolf back-to-back games.
You bamboozled
I
all
was
of us.
Stressed.
I bet you were.
And then I was like, we were like, okay, let's do one more. And if you get wolf again, I was like, if I get wolf again, I'm just going to laugh. Yeah. I'm just going to laugh. I'm going to laugh. And sure enough, I picked up my card and I just laughed. I was like, can we just redraw? Because I'm so tired of being the wolf. 3 times in a row? Like, what are the odds of that?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I don't understand. I was stressed when I played that game.
That was funny. Like, if we play Among Us, especially with Dominic, you know.
Oh, I know Dominic would
get it. It'd be so easy to pick him out. Because he would try really hard to either plead his case.
Mm-hmm.
Or blame as a it crewmate on somebody else. Or blame it on somebody yeah. else. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, Among Us is...
That's PC only, right?
Is it PC only? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's why I haven't played it.
Oh, true. Well, now you can.
And now I can because I got my PC.
Wait. You and Aaron are going to share that one, right?
No.
You can...
So this is what I've been up to. This is what I've been up to.
Let's.
All right. So this is what I've been up to the last 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I'll lead up to the computer story.
Yeah.
Tower of God. Yes, I like when I texted you, I was like, yeah, I started like 3 days ago. I'm already on chapter 180 or
dude,
season 2
or
whatever.
Blowing through it.
So this I texted you what Thursday or something like that.
I want to say Thursday.
I think it was Thursday. Yeah. So I was at chapter like 180 on Thursday. Friday I'm already at like 310.
I'm
at 310. Saturday, I didn't read because I was just doing stuff Saturday. But in a matter of like that day and a half that I texted you from 180 to like 310.
Dude, you are going.
That story is nutty. I can't wait to see like 10 more seasons of Tower of God.
It's so crazy how the anime and where it stopped, that's nothing.
That was literally the first part. That was it.
No, isn't it so crazy how from the beginning to the end of that that arc?
Mm-hmm.
That almost feels like a filler.
Oh yeah.
Compared to
everything
else now.
I agree. Like, I feel like insane. that story was nothing compared to what's happening now. I totally agree.
I'm like, wait, did that really happen?
I totally agree.
If there's a definition of an introductory storyline, that's it.
And that's good. That's one.
You would know nothing
mm-hmm.
until after that.
Right.
Like, you really get into the meat of Tower of God. Like, when I read that that first arc, I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. Whatever. Chotomate. Hold on. Just you wait. Bomb after bomb after bomb after, like, it just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Right? So you're on 310, you said?
310. So they
season
just,
two still, right?
I believe it's season two because I read it on an app.
Okay, hold on.
I read it on an app.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a manga app.
Yeah. So
they post, like, you can just read it on your phone.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right.
And they do it by chapters. So, yeah, 310. I want to say it's still season two. It's the part where they're getting off the hell train and they're at the floor of death. I'm at the beginning of floor of death part.
Yes. Dude. It's so crazy. Like, the hell train itself was really
that was nutty.
Nuts. That was nuts.
That was so nutty.
Like, when you see what's his face, Joaquin.
Yeah, Joaquin. Yep.
Because the last time you told me, you had just met his like second, his brother,
Joaquin.
Yeah.
Chapter 180 was the. The ship.
Oh, the ship.
And they regroup on the ship.
I'm trying to remember. See, the weird thing is with webtoons, it doesn't really correlate to whatever other manga sites label their chapters as for some reason.
Yeah.
So when you said 180 season 2, they call them episodes, obviously, on webtoons. I went there and I was like, wait, they're on the train. So I didn't want to say anything.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, did you meet the White Slayer's other soul?
Mm-hmm.
Like his brother?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, the defensive one.
I know what
one.
You're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, dude, yeah. The floor of...
Oh. I can't wait. I was so... Oh, okay, so and then when I was reading it, right, so the chapter 180, the whole arc when they're on the ship,
mm-hmm.
right, and they're clearing the ship, and then and Dorsey shows up. And I texted you. I was like, dude, Dorsey, I can see why. Like, I'm team in Dorsey, right? And then I was like, dude, she's okay. And then it got to the train arc, and then Yuri shows up again. And I literally screamed at my phone. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I betrayed you. I'm sorry, Princess Yuri.
Yo, Yuri is beige.
I mean, she's beige. I felt so betrayed for my own feelings. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm going back to Team Yuri.
Oh, you simped for the wrong team. No, I'm still in Dorsey.
I'm still, like, I like in Dorsey, too. I really do. I can't pick between Yuri or in Dorsey.
Because they're bae. They're bae's. But Yuri, though.
She's so badass.
She is insane.
Like, when I read the part where she totally destroyed...
That one, the not the conductor,
the Slayer dude.
Oh yeah,
nuts.
The what's his face?
Mm-hmm, the dude that looks like pretty much Darth Vader without a mask.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What's his name? The current Slayer candidate, or whatever the title is, I forget. She kicked his ass.
Yeah.
She handed it to him.
It was amazing.
He thought he was dope. And she was like...
She was like, mm-mm, no, no.
Y'all must have forgot. I'm a princess.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, probably the strongest...
She's
the strongest family.
So freaking dope.
That wasn't even, like, all of her power.
No.
Dude. Oh. Another thing that blows my mind about this anime is... Everyone is OP.
Yeah.
But then there's OP. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. There's, like, OP, and there's next level OP.
Like, everybody is so insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then the manga's like, here you go. Yeah. This is what OP really looks like.
I can't wait to see how OP Bam becomes. I can't wait. Because you're just reading it, and he just gets stronger, like, every time.
Do you remember Urek Mizino?
Mm-hmm. Dude, he's so dope. I like his tattoo on his back.
Dude, I want to say he's my favorite character, aside from Rack.
I love Rack, dude.
Rack is best.
I love his chibi character. And then, like, in the manhwas, right, when they show, like, the frontal version of his face,
I
love
it so much. I have something to give you after this.
Ooh.
You're going to love it. But Urek Mizino?
He's dope.
He's... Oh my god, I can't wait till you get to... Oh my god. I want to talk about it so badly.
Right. Dude. I'll have to finish it up, and then we can talk about it next episode.
Bro. You're on, like, one of the best...
The arcs.
One of the best story. Arcs. Like, that sets... That's, like, the beginning that sets off, like... the.
What's to come?
Like, almost towards, like, what should be the end game. Like...
Nice, dude. I can't wait. I literally, like, I stayed up sometimes until, like, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just reading.
Stop.
And I'll read one more.
Yeah, you can't.
I'll read one
you
more.
You can't stop.
I look at the time, it's, like, 3 o'clock.
The chapters are actually pretty long, too.
They are.
Right? Like, they're
long. They're very long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so worth it.
Dude, that world is nuts. Like, there's so much to know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till they get to that, to like the parts that you're at now in the anime. It's gonna be insane.
I would love for them to do something like a Demon Slayer thing. So they had the whatever 24 episodes or whatever, mm-hmm. and then a movie,
which is like the big arc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then maybe like another episode, mm-hmm. few episodes. I would love to see them do that. That'd be sick. So dope.
I feel like that's definitely what Demon Slayer is gonna do from now on, is 24 episodes of like a minor-ish arc.
Yeah.
And then when it gets to the big guns, the movie. That's so smart.
Because, I mean, the next arc after the train, that's a pretty big arc. That's another 24, 25 episode arc right there, at least.
Facts. Like, that's development. Like, Tanjiro gets, he levels up.
I love that arc. That's pretty good.
Oh, that was so good. But
we digress.
Tower of God.
Tower of God. If you haven't read it.
I honestly didn't. I didn't really buy into the hype when it first came out.
Because
I know a lot of people were talking about it before. It was like 2 years ago, maybe. And I remember watching one video of someone saying, you know, top 10 anime everyone's hyped about in the coming season.
Yeah.
I saw Tower of God. I was like, what the heck is up with this? Like, is it some just like... When you think Tower of God, you think... You don't think of what is happening in the actual anime, right? It's kind of different than what the title portrays.
You don't think like Battle Royale-y kind of style?
Yeah, not at all. I mean... The first 12 episodes definitely felt Battle Royale-y, but after that, it kind of just isn't, right? It's more of just like, just get the F up there and level up. It doesn't feel Battle Royale-y anymore, but I was like, alright, you know, I'm just going to check it out. I watched the first two episodes when it first came out, and then after that, I was like, I need to read. I can't wait. This takes too long.
Yeah.
And then I realized it's been like almost 3 years since the first chapter
came
out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I was like, ooh, I got a lot of reading to do. You still have a good amount. I think
it's another, in terms of how it's set up in the, how they set it up, I still have almost 200 more chapters to read.
Yeah, you're a little over halfway.
A lot. Crazy. Yeah, I watched the anime first. I watched all however many episodes, right? And then I texted you. I was like, after the whole Ryle or Rachel, whatever, whoever you want to pronounce her as, right? So, dude, after that whole incident where she pushes him off, I texted you. I was like, where are you reading this? Because I need to know what happens next.
I told you.
When you were like, dude, I hate her. Even now, nothing compares to what she did in early.
That she's is still, the number one anime betrayal of all
she
time.
She is still bad.
She's a bitch.
She's
all my homies hate Rachel.
Everybody hates her.
Everybody. So in the webtoons, they obviously have like people commenting.
Yeah, it's like a poll of like characters. She's always on the bottom.
It's literally just, I hate Rachel. Rachel's a bitch. Fuck Rachel. I hope she dies.
Yeah.
Like, people act like she's a real person. And I didn't understand until I started reading more. I was like,
yeah, she's terrible.
It's the most hated person. I hate her so much, as if she was a real person.
Dude, when she did the betrayal to Kun, oh my god. Like, when he left that room and then she gets up, you're just like, oh my god.
I get so heated.
Oh my god.
Like, yo. First you do Bam like that, and then you do Kun like that, with no remorse.
She doesn't care at all.
And then she has the time to complain about what's going on with her. It's like, bitch, shut up. Nobody likes you. Nobody. Even the people who are on your team don't like you.
That's...
There was one chapter where, isn't there like on the train, like Bam kind of gets redemption, or she gets like what she deserves, kind of.
Was it on the train? I'm trying to think of what happened on the train.
Oh wait, no, there was like one moment where she didn't win. And she was like super freaking pissed. Wasn't it the ball game?
It was, it was one of the tests.
Yeah, it was one of the tests.
And
right?
It was the one where, not Kun, it was the one where Bam is fighting Joaquin. And the people, the prisoners were sent into like a ball and they descend into pretty much a pit that had some like, not lava, but like some liquid disintegrating liquid.
Yeah,
you touch
it,
you die.
That's right.
And you had to spend your points to save them.
Oh, it was through the pipes and stuff, right?
Yeah, that arc, yeah.
When she lost and he was like, peace.
Yeah.
I screamed so loud, like,
finally! Finally, bam, fuck, panic. She sucks. That's what she sucks. That's what she gets.
Like, she was like utter failure
yeah.
on her part. I was like,
mm-hmm.
fist pumping in the right. air. Oh, man. Tower of God. That's Tower a big
God.
One, man.
Tower of God.
Yeah, you're
I'm breezing. Blowing through this series.
Like, I remember reading it, and it took me, or I took about probably 2 months to just read through up until where it is now.
Mm, just, like, nonchalant.
I thought that was fast. There. You are.
Dude, I'm crushing it.
Going. Holy I'm going ham. Cow. You're like, yeah, I'm going to start Tower of God. Next thing you know, you're like, yeah, I'm on chapter 1.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, because I think I texted you. I was like, yeah, I'll read it after, because I like to finish like mangas at a time. I can't read multiple mangas here and there. Like, it's I can't start, stop, and switch between mangas back and forth. So yeah, when I finished the other one I was reading, or at least I caught up to the current chapters,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm gonna start kind of Tower of God.
Yeah.
I got through like what the first 3 days to like 180,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then I texted you. I was like, yeah, I'm like at 180, and then Friday I was like at 310.
Yo, that blows my mind.
Oh my
that
god, it's so good. That's yeah, why it's really so good. Good.
Yeah, that shed a new light on manhwas for me.
Yeah,
right.
And it's nice to see that Crunchyroll is, it's, you know, a lot of animes are based off of Japanese mangas, right? Mm-hmm. But Crunchyroll has been doing, they've been pulling up Korean manhwas.
Oh yeah,
recently. So they had Tower of God, and now they're doing God of High School, which yeah. is actually pretty good. I kind of like it.
I watched the first episode, and I think I got turned off by it because I was like, oh, okay, it's another one of those kids super strong, like right off the bat, mm-hmm. oh, and he's just fighting other people.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely give it another chance once I stop being lazy about it.
I don't know. I enjoy it. I think it's pretty good.
No, I heard it's really like insane. Fighting wise,
the fight sequences are pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, they're pretty cool. And I think it's just really funny when you see the arena, you see the shameless plug. You know how you have sponsors on arena?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The arena says Crunchyroll and webtoons on it. It's so sweet. Funny.
That's cool. So yeah, you're catching, or you're pretty much blown through Tower of God. Our main topic today is rom-coms.
Mm-hmm.
We're already an hour in. We haven't even gotten.
I know we haven't closed. Okay, so just to wrap up, yeah. So Tower of God, and then I'm 6 episodes in on Made in Abyss. I'm 6 episodes in. We could talk about that later. And then so to the computer. So last weekend.
Oh yeah! Wow yeah.
Okay. Right, big circle. Okay. Last weekend I went to see my friend Chris, who was one of my closest friends from college,
mm-hmm.
and we went up and we did He has DCS, so it's like the military flight sim. Think of like
flight sim.
But like just military aircraft.
Right.
And it's so like well detailed and all that stuff. So we're like flying it around. And I was like, yo, this would be so dope if it was like VR. And he's like, oh, you want the full experience? Oh. I specifically didn't tell you when I got DCS
yo.
That I have VR. So he's like, you want the full experience. Yo. So when like you put on the VR headset, you feel
Oculus?
Like... I don't know if it's Oculus. I think
it's just like
one.
A standalone thing.
I don't remember what kind of
okay.
VR he has. But yeah, you put it on and you feel like you're actually in like a fighter jet, like an F-18 or like F-14. And it's so weird because you're sitting in it and it's like you see the cockpit and you feel like I'm only constricted to that space.
Right.
And all the buttons, you just want to like reach out and touch it. But of course, there's like nothing there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so cool because when you look out, you know, you're looking out left and right like this, like you feel like this mm-hmm. is a jet.
Yeah.
This is... Yeah,
so full immersion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we did that. We did like VR of that, and then we did some of the new Microsoft Flight Sim that came out recently.
Oh, that's another one. That's a really
yeah.
Popular...
We did some of that. Kind of a joke,
mm-hmm.
Especially. To,
is it arcadey?
It's not arcadey, but it's kind of like a hold your hand kind of thing for people that don't know how to fly.
People get full on the instruments, like the.
If you fully mod it, yeah, and there's people that are modding a lot of stuff now. What sucks is, from what I heard from him, is that the base game that they came out with, it wasn't really that, it's not really that great. And it's a lot of, like, hand-holding for people that don't know how to fly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas for us, it's like, you know, we're trained pilots.
You already know.
This is kind of a joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we did some of that, and that was fun. And Yeah, so he gave, so he built his new computer. That's what we were using. Mm-hmm. But his previous computer that he had when we were still at school and kind of like what he was using at the time, he gave that to me.
Oh, that's right.
So I took that computer. So the only thing that I need to get that working is a new power source and an SSD, and it'll be up and running.
That's easy. Dude, SSDs are on sale like every day. So you can get, well, you're just going to get the actual SSD, not a not an M.2, not a thin one. You know what I'm talking about?
No, that's why I was going to ask after. Just get your your we'll expertise.
We'll talk about your your what he gave you and see what
But yeah, that's what I asked. So I got the new computer, so I'm excited to just kind of set. So there's just that those two things and then a new keyboard.
Oh, okay.
To get that, and then I was just going to use Aaron's.
No. Look behind you.
I thought Dominic's taking that, though.
I mean, he's not here right now.
But I thought he's going to take that. I'll just get it. I don't really care.
I mean, just use it for now, dude. Don't worry about buying anything until you have
it. Well, I can't use it if I don't have the two other parts that I have to start with computer anyway.
I mean, I lent that to him.
Mm.
It's not really his. So
okay. Well.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Oh, I guess I mean, I guess it depends on when you get your power supply and your hard drive, but or your memory. But
yeah. Anyways, yeah,
we'll talk about that.
Yeah. So I got the I just need those two things and then just keyboard, and then I was just gonna plug it into Aaron's old TV monitor and as until I get something better.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get those together and it'll be. I can play some PC games with your boy.
Dude, and you guys don't have to pay for PS Plus anymore.
Freaking
$60
so you just buy
a game once and you can play it forever.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And I can play all the PC games that I finally wanted to play.
Oh my god, we can play Valorant. Yes, we can play Apex.
Oh, I'm going to be so trash.
Dude, I can't wait to play Apex. Apex and PUBG? Apex, oh, I can't wait.
PUBG.
I haven't played PUBG in so long.
Dude, yeah, so the PUBG was like the new free for this month on PS Plus.
Oh, really?
That's why me and Aaron are playing.
Oh, but it is crossplay.
It is crossplay.
Yo.
Dude, Aaron and I were like, we got wins like really every
day. I'm playing with y'all.
Dude.
I'm going to
yesterday
it.
Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? We got back-to-back wins.
That's
on duo wins.
Sick.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Wait, but if you crossplay with... If console and computer are together, is it mostly against other console players?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Hmm. Because I've never done crossplay for it before. I don't think they had it before until recently.
They didn't.
Yeah, okay. All right. Mm, I'm excited.
So that's the computer story.
Yes. I'm trying to think. So Dominic is, or Tuper is giving his whole setup? Monitor and everything?
Just the computer.
Oh, because
Tuper
still wants the monitor.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I don't know what was included.
I'm taking that back.
I don't know what the deal was.
I'm taking that back.
I think it was just the tower.
Okay.
So Aaron just needs a keyboard mouse. That's it.
All right. Because if he's not using it, I'm taking it back because that's actually mine.
Yeah. Do it.
I
don't know what the deal was, but yeah.
Dang. Yes. PC Master Race, yo. Although PS5 is supposed to announce something big next week.
Really?
Next Wednesday. Or this coming Wednesday. And I'm going to guess it's their price.
Mm-hmm. Because Xbox just released theirs.
Dude, insane. $299 for the S, and it has crazy hardware in it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see what
PS does.
What Sony does. I'm going to guess $600.
I'll say the $59.99.
Hey, I would say $59.99 for sure. For the, like... Okay, if they do discless... Dickless? Discless? Discless?
Discless?
It'll probably be $499, I think, with 1 terabyte. But if they do the one with the disc, I would say $599 with like 2 terabyte, maybe.
I heard that they're the only, what is it? Not cross platform, but
backwards compatibility.
Only goes down to PS4.
That sucks.
I know, that's what I heard. So I was like,
that's actually really bad.
I was like, what's the point then?
Yeah.
I can just get whatever games come out for PS5 on PS4 anyway. Then.
Exactly. Yeah, that sucks.
That's stupid.
Because Xbox, I think you could play, like...
I don't know how Xbox is.
I want to say really far back.
Like
you can do, like... I think you can do some first gen. I'm not sure, though. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
Hey, look at that. You've made it to the end of part one of this episode. Kudos to you for sticking it out this long. We really appreciate you listening to our podcast. Be sure to check out part two, and if you like what you hear, be sure to spread the word to all of your kawaii friends. Arigatou gozaimasu.